get ready to land the big one. This is how you're going to pull in more listeners. This is the way to load up on sales. Get ready to bring aboard the best sports feature package on the air.
In stereo, Tight Lines with Sammy Lee.
America goes fishing every day with Sammy Lee. Since 1984, Tight Lines has been bringing fishing tales, tips, and techniques to listeners like yours all across the country. Fishing is America's number one participation sport, and the people who love to get out and wet a hook are your target demos. That's why they'll be listening to your station 5 days a week to hear the most famous names in fishing on Tight Lines. Names like Jimmy Houston.
Spinnerbaits originally and for years were fished as slow dropping baits.
Hank Parker.
The other day I was kind of going through my master tackle box.
Bill Dance.
I first go to the warmest water areas, and they're normally in the back end of the
plus creek. Many more. And the top stars of the entertainment world always find time to tell Tight Lines about their favorite pastime.
While sitting around and talking fishing with John Anderson, I mentioned that it seemed that all the various artists and songwriters that I'd ever met fished, and almost every one of them had a love of Center Hill Lake, located east of Nashville, Tennessee. Why?
Indeed, Center Hill has always had an attraction to the music business people. I guess the other lakes were a bit too close to Nashville for a lot of the stars. And it's my understanding that in the early days of the lake first started, that Lefty Frizzell and Hank Sr. spent a lot of time up there.
Now, Lefty used to live right out here. I had a little house right on the lake. And one morning, I heard him just scream. And I ran to the window, and he says, boy, he says, I've seen the biggest fish, biggest catfish I've ever seen. And he was down there, and he didn't even have no shoes on. And he was just jumping up and down. And he said, bring me a pole, bring me a stick, bring me anything.
And I reared back to cast that thing over, and Whelan's wife had a wig on, and I caught her wig, and I snagged it, and it pulled her wig off, and she looked so funny sitting there with her hair pinned down on her head. I laughed till I cried, and I said, I think we ought to go in.
What does your audience have to do with fishing? Everything.
A large percentage of our listeners are fishermen.
Outdoors people, they like Sammy's guests.
Interviews with the celebrities, talking to the different people who are fishermen.
They like the tips.
Sammy's delivery is excellent.
The upbeat tone of the program.
People talk about it, so it's good. I'm happy.
Tight Lines is all kinds of fishing. Bass and crappie, catfish and walleye, even sailfish and salmon.
I've just spent about 35, 40, 50 minutes fighting my first tarpon ever. And I've got to tell you, for anyone that has ever imagined a freshwater fish being mean, being aggressive, being a hard-pulling fish, your worst nightmare, Freddy Krueger, could not do this.
Off the water, Tight Lines brings your listeners the inside scoop on new fishing products months before they hit the stores.
So why all of a sudden would people want a line that's so strong you can anchor your boat with it? The industry just wasn't ready for it.
It's much more efficient than any other 24-volt trolling motor in the industry, including our own.
There's a great sales tie-in, and speaking of sales,
it is very popular, it's easy to sell.
As soon as they hear the demo tape, every sponsor that we've been in to talk to has wanted the show.
We're a very music-intensive format. We don't do a lot of programs. We have two people on our radio station during the day in a program form, and that's Paul Harvey and Sammy Lee. I recommend the show.
Tight Lines is good for your bottom line. It doesn't cost you a dime. It targets major consumers in your market with its incredible crossover appeal. You can sell Tight Lines right out of the box.
Bait shops, boat dealers, resorts.
If you really put yourself in the mindset of someone who goes fishing, they buy clothing, and they buy food, tires for their trailers and their trucks that pull their boats.
Tight Lines has been a great addition to the morning show.
It sells itself.
Tight Lines means great contests for your listeners. Tight Lines means free custom promos for your station. Tight Lines means stars, stories, and sales opportunities. Since 1984, Sammy Lee has been setting the standard. If you've been fishing around for a way to increase your billing and your listenership, you finally landed the big one. Once your market starts catching Tight Lines, they'll be hooked on you.
Well, there you have it. What do you think? Tight Lines with Sammy Lee is custom-made for you and your listeners. For more information on Tight Lines, simply give us a call at area code 205-980-4486. That's area code 205-980-4486. 980-4486. And now, if you're wondering what the total package sounds like, check out these three full-length Tightlines programs coming up. We look forward to working with you. And until next time, Tightlines.
Wow! Woo. Hold on to that, and that's a good one.
In Stereo, Tightlines with Sammy Lee.
He's one of the brightest stars to come along in country music in years, and one of the nicest. He's Brian White. Hello, this is Sammy Lee. In just a moment, Brian will tell us how bass fishing caught his attention at an early age. But first, this message. Some people enjoy Evan Williams bourbon with a splash. Aged 7 years and bottled at a full 86 proof. Evan Williams bourbon. Age longer to taste smoother. Your friends at Evan Williams remind you, on the water and everywhere else, please drink responsibly.
So please don't you have a miracle just lying around. One small miracle nobody needs. Send
On my last program, country music superstar Brian White mentioned that he was about 12 or 13 years of age when bass fishing really caught his attention. Well, his statement caught my attention. So I asked Brian, what was it about bass fishing that captivated you?
Well, for instance, the first thing I thought of when you just said that was it's such an exciting thing and it's such an adrenaline rush when something, you know, just blows up and explodes onto your lure. It's such a different thing from bait fishing. And once I was introduced to that, I never bait fished hardly half as much as I did lure fish. And for instance, like when you're fishing early morning or late evening with a buzz baiter or a popper or something, I mean, that to me beats fishing in any other retrospect that there is, you know. I mean, I guess that's just the excitement of it and the adrenaline rush is what hooked me, no pun intended there.
And Brian, I know exactly what you mean. I'll be back to tell you about my next program with Brian White after these messages, so stay tuned. I'll conclude talking with Brian White about his tremendous love of fishing next time, so I hope you'll be here. I'm Sammy Lee, and until next time, Tight Lines.
Tight Lines, brought to you by Stanley.
Make something great.
Evan Root Outboards.
Leaner, meaner, cleaner.
Triton.
A new breed of fishing boat.
Gary Yamamoto Custom Baits.
Built by fishermen for fishermen.
And by Evan Williams Bourbon.
Aged longer to taste smoother.
Wow! Woo! Hold on to that, and that's a good one.
In Stereo, Tight Lines with Sammy Lee.
The Charlotte Coliseum is packed with fishing fans, and we're about to crown a new Sitco Bassmaster Classic champion. Hello, this is Sammy Lee. Who's going home with a classic crown and the $200,000 that goes with it? I'll tell you after this message.
If your fishing's been stinko, try a Yamamoto Cinco. Yamamoto Cinco, one of the most productive bass lures ever invented. From Gary Yamamoto Custom Baits, of course. With a Yamamoto Cinco on your line, all you do is nothing. Just cast your Yamamoto Cinco weightless, and its unique horizontal fall drives bass absolutely wild. You'll do nothing but catch a mess of fish. The Yamamoto Cinco from Yamamoto Baits. Look for the Cinco and other Gary Yamamoto Custom Baits at tackle stores everywhere.
Look at this! 13 pounds! 8 ounces! Takahiro Amore! Your 2004 Sitco Bassmaster Classic Champ!
When Takahiro Amore weighed in a 5-bass limit totaling 13 pounds, 8 ounces, his 3-day total of 39 pounds, 2 ounces allowed him to capture the 34th annual Bassmaster Classic on Lake Wylie, outside of Charlotte, North Carolina. So how did Takahiro catch his fish today to win the classic crown? I asked him that after the weigh-in.
Today I caught 5 keeper. I had a 2 on the jig, a 3 on a crankbait.
Now the first day of the tournament you were fishing a creature bait.
Yeah.
What particular baits and patterns and colors were you using today?
Today I had a jig. I use it, same Gary Yamamoto creature bait. And the Zoom Brass Hog and the Rankaru Half Ounce Jig. Those three baits I used. And the Bagley Bass B2 crankbait.
So Takahiro, how does it feel to finally capture the Sitco Bassmaster Classic?
I've been waiting for since I was 15 years old. I dreamed about it. I use every single tournament practicing to win the Classic. You know, this is the most important tournament in my life. So this is like, I don't know what to do after. I got nothing to do for my life. I can retire.
Yeah. Well, hopefully you can, Takahiro. I'll be back with more Tight Lines after this message. My sincere congratulations go out to an outstanding fisherman and a good friend on his 2004 Bassmaster Classic victory. I'm Sammy Lee, and until next time, Tight Lines.
Tight Lines, brought to you by Stanley.
Make something great.
Heaven Root Outboards.
Leaner, meaner, cleaner.
Triton.
A new breed of fishing boat.
Gary Yamamoto Custom Baits.
Built by fishermen for fishermen.
And by Evan Williams Bourbon.
Aged longer to taste smoother.
Hold on to that, and that's a good one.
In stereo, Tight Lines with Sammy Lee.
Ever since July the 5th, I've been trying to figure out a way to pay tribute to a man that I admired, respected, and loved, Mr. Ted Williams. Hello, this is Sammy Lee. In just a moment, I'll try to do that in a very special way. But first, this message. If you're a fisherman like me, this sound is sweet. But for anyone who loves quality tools, this is music to your ears. That's the sound of Stanley Tools at work, at home, on the job, and on the water. I never cast off for a day of fishing without my onboard toolbox. You never know. I might need a Stanley socket wrench to work on my outboard, or a Stanley screwdriver to tighten my trolling motor, or a Stanley tape rule to measure that trophy bass. Stanley is a proud sponsor of the Walmart FLW Tour. Stanley, make something great. In each person's life, there comes along someone that has a profound effect on them. One such person in my life was Mr. Ted Williams. So in closing out this week-long tribute to my late friend, I thought that I'd let you share in a few moments that he and I had while fishing on the Miramichi River in New Brunswick, Canada, a few years ago.
It's too bad that every angler, and you're a prime example, because you haven't even got one on, you're starting to get a little bit of bug. First time you've been rigged up right, you kind of like the idea, cast and cast and cast, and you're developing into some kind of a fly fisherman. But wait till you get a couple on. Well, you might want to buy this place from me.
It really has meant a lot to you.
There's prettier places. I've been to prettier places. I've been to more productive, streams, because a hell of a lot of fish go up this river. But this can get real dead for days and days and even weeks and weeks. But boy, when it happens, Jesus. I would certainly expect to see good fishing here this fall. And certainly the last 2 weeks, 3 weeks of September, should be good fishing. And it'll be that one fish or two that I'm sure you'll probably hook up to, that you'll probably say, oh boy. And you'll remember that fish the rest of your fishing days.
And it was the fish that I caught, and the fishing experiences that I shared in New Brunswick, Canada with Ted Williams that week that will indeed stay with me forever. I'll be back with more Tight Lines after this. Ladies and gentlemen, Ted Williams was a baseball legend, a war hero, an accomplished angler, and a very close friend to me. He was someone that I respected, admired, and loved, and I miss him very much. May God rest his soul. I'm Sammy Lee. And until next time, Tight Lines.
Tight Lines, brought to you by Stanley.
Make something great.
Heaven Root Outboards.
Leaner, meaner, cleaner.
Triton.
A new breed of fishing boat.
Gary Yamamoto Custom Baits.
Built by fishermen for fishermen.
And by Evan Williams Bourbon.
Aged longer to taste smoother.
All materials copyrighted, Sammy Lee Enterprises Incorporated.